Welcome, everyone, to Healthy Cells, Healthy You. I'm your host, Janet Walker. I've been working in the healthcare community for 30 years, and for 16 of those years, I've been a writer and producer for the award-winning national PBS health information programs, American Health Journal, and Innovations in Medicine. We've interviewed thousands of doctors, scientists, and researchers on every topic related to health, medicine, and medical technology. You can watch current episodes of Innovations in Medicine on your local PBS channel, or you can stream our programs on the American Health Journal channel, the Better Health channel, and TV Healthy Kids. This podcast is sponsored by the good folks at Life Farm Incorporated, a company whose innovative cellular repair products are backed by extensive science, research, and clinical studies. We all know how important it is to obtain vitamins and minerals from eating healthy foods. But in today's world, there are a number of factors that keep us from receiving adequate nutrition from just the foods we eat, like busy schedules, the compromised nature of our foods due to soil erosion, processing, pollution, and changes in farming methods, and, of course, the ever-present temptations to eat unhealthy fast and processed foods. So most of us need supplementation to fill in the gaps where diet leaves off. According to the FDA, we must take in more fruits and vegetables in a day than most of us are capable of consuming. With eating a perfect diet being difficult, if not impossible, the best way to ensure you receive what you need to stay healthy is through high-quality supplements. Today we're going to talk about a supplement manufactured by our sponsor, Life Farm Incorporated. Through their exhaustive research and commitment to the highest quality ingredients manufactured in FDA good practice manufacturing facilities, you can have peace of mind that you're supplementing your diet with healthy, top quality whole food products. If you were with us last time, you heard us speaking with Dr. Erna Wong. Dr. Wong is a board-certified pediatrician practicing neonatal, NICU, and pediatrics. She's worked in the healthcare field for over 30 years. Dr. Wong is a scientific advisory board member for Life Farm Incorporated and advises on the research and science that's helping to build better products for cellular repair. And she is an expert in complementary health and in supplementation. Last time, we talked about circulatory health and all of the good things we can do to repair our cells and repair our circulatory system and have a healthy circulatory system. We talked about the supplements K2, CoQ10, and omegas. And now we're going to be talking with Dr. Wong about a specific supplement manufactured by Life Farm that puts high-quality whole food ingredients together to give us the supplement that we need for a good circulatory system and good heart health. Hi, Dr. Wong. Thanks for joining us again.
I'm very happy to be here again to share what's important for all of us to have optimum health.
Let's start by talking about the connection between omegas and good circulatory and heart health.
Well, we know that the omegas, especially omega-3, really is important to support good, healthy heart circulation. It's very critical that we have adequate levels of omega-3s that is supporting of the heart to counter oxidation or inflammation that we experience through stress, through daily exposures to things that can increase inflammation.
Now, you're on Life Farm's scientific advisory board. And I know that there is a Life Farm product that you've been studying called Omega 3+. It's a unique product in its formulation and its quality. How are the fish oils in Omega 3+ different from other fish oils you would see on the market?
Well, you have to be careful where the sources are in being able to obtain them from, you know, fish krill or fatty fish, because you want the correct EPA and DHA. And so the source that they have is making sure that it is not contaminated with any toxins or heavy metals or stuff. So it really is important, the source where the manufacturer obtains their omega-3s. as with anything else that we consume, you're always looking at where they get their source and how would you say it, pure it is and optimum for our utilization and not harming, having anything harming. So when they make the omega-3s, they have to go through a very stringent process to make sure where the source of their product is and how pure it can be. That, because you know, supplements are not regulated by the FDA. So it is really up to the company to make sure they provide a safe product that is really the best that they can get for the consumer.
But Lifepharm does use manufacturing practices and a manufacturing facility that complies with the FDA good manufacturing practices.
That's correct. So they've gone through all the steps to meet certain criteria, but that's what I'm saying, that really still it behooves the company without any FDA oversight. Because you could have a manufacturing center, but then how much the FDA is involved to look at the source. You know, you can have a factory that meets approval, but the other part is really important that Lifepharm has made an effort is to make sure we're the source of their omega-3.
I see by the literature that their fish oils, which are a very potent and pure fish from South America, goes through a state-of-the-art filtration system to make sure that they're completely clean, have no heavy metals, and no fishy aftertaste. I think that fishy aftertaste is something that a lot of people don't like with omega products. So it's good to know that this product doesn't deliver that fishy aftertaste.
That's true. I mean, it's tough because there are things you can't avoid, but the most important part is that they made sure the process to avoid any heavy metals and the purity was being focused on. But to me, I would really put a lot of weight that they made such an effort to make sure it's filtered and it's the potency and the purity with no heavy metals, etc., is there. Yeah.
And the synergistic blend that the product contains, what is that comprised of?
That's why it's called Omega Plus. They have incorporated CoQ10, vitamin K2, and then the fertilized avian egg extract is in there. That's why it's Omega Plus with a 3 plus. It's because the other three complementary ingredients is there to support optimum circulatory health. So as I said before, it's not just one thing that we need in our diet. And so for the circulatory system, it's not just omega-3 alone. You want to incorporate the other three that is important for the optimum results.
So one of the ingredients in omega-3 plus is K2, mm-hmm. which comes from natto and plays a role in our body. Can you tell us what natto is and what it does for us?
Natto is a fermented soybean product. And what it does for us, vitamin K is important for the clotting system and also for antioxidant effects too. So K2 is important mainly primarily because if you have clotting issues then or bleeding, hemorrhaging, if you don't have adequate, then you can have issues with your circulatory system. So this is really critical component of the omega-3 plus.
And then the other ingredient in the blend is something called egg bioactive growth factor. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and what it does?
In a nutshell, it's kind of like stimulating your stem cells. And the stem cells are really important in our body system because when you have damaged or dying cells, you need to replace them. And the stem cells are what we had when we were embryos. So as an embryo, giving rise to different organ cells, like your eyes, your heart, your liver, so on. So this, having these embryo avian component is to provide, so if there's damage to your heart or circulatory system, you have a way to activate your stem cells to replace them with healthy cells that is really critical for everyday function of our body because we're constantly replacing dying cells.
I know that there was a clinical study related to omega-3 plus and heart health. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The fertilized avian egg extract, they were able to see the results of it to provide, as I stated, important is activating the stem cells that are critical for our health of replacing, you know, the cells that are dying or damaged. And that's what we have right now, the stem cells that comes from our bone marrow that are triggered by the immune system to go and take care of different disease states. It's really critical that this product is incorporated into this omega-3 plus, because without that, you really are missing a critical part of directing, healing, and restoring of damaged cells.
This is so important for cellular repair. Let's talk a little bit more about the ingredient in omega-3 plus, that's the egg bioactive growth factor, and how important stem cells are to our bodies.
So I have been researching, because it's a very quote-unquote hot topic, top on many people's interest level, about stem cells. You hear people getting injections of stem cells or having other ways, like there's a patch for activating your stem cells. There's even now a device called a iTeraCare or Tesla coils that are being used to activate stem cells. This is important. We want to foundationally explain that stem cells are what is helping us to be healthy. Going back to original, stem cells were the cells in your embryo that gave rise to all the different organs in your system. Think about it. It's called stem because it stands for, you know, you have a branch and the stem is able to give rise to a branch, the leaves, the flowers that becomes the fruit, etc. So that's a real important terminology, stem. From the stem arises many parts of that plant. And stem cells for us would be in the embryo when you are a baby being formed from the egg and the sperm, then the stem cells in that embryo give rise to all that will become that baby that's being developed. So therefore, we continue through our lives to rely on stem cells that actually reside in your bone marrow. So your bone marrow has the stem cells. That's why a person who has cancer, they especially say with bone marrow cancer, they will wipe out your own bone marrow and take stem cells from another person to restore your stem cells. Then you will be free, hopefully, of that cancer, of the bone marrow cancer, like leukemia. So this is really the important role of stem cells that are there to provide restoration, healing, and replacement of diseased or dying cells. Now, the research that's gone forth is how can we activate the stem cells? Because as we age, our stem cells don't work as much. We have aging stem cells as our rest of our body is likewise aging. On top of which, your stem cells are exposed to toxins, inflammation, radiation in our environment. All that causes death and decreased stem cell capability, or even the stem cells being around. Now, the research going forth has been to use like placenta or embryos or fetuses to harvest stem cells. And that's where Life Farm used the avian, which is bird embryo stem cells, activated in such a manner that it could be given, and it's activating our stem cells, or going to the areas of need that the stem cells are directed to replace and heal our cells.
I know that the omega-3 plus product has some of that egg biofactor in it, but Life Farm actually makes a product dedicated to just this cellular repair, this fibroblast growth factor or bioactive growth factor.
That's correct. That's what all it's based on, right? Yes. So scientifically, that's the level.
So that's actually a whole new topic that I would love to have you back and discuss all of the research on the stem cell repair product and what it's made of, how it works in the body, how it helps the body.
When it boils down to it, at the very fundamental level, what people need to understand is this is very important for us to be taking care of how our stem cells can continue to service us.
Turn back the clock.
Absolutely, because you look at how many people now are suffering on renal dialysis, waiting for a kidney, or how many people have heart disease. Remember, I just shared with you, and you and I know how many people are deficient in omega-3s, and therefore they have heart disease, and how many people smoke and have heart disease, and how many people have diabetes. This is such a rampant epidemic. How many people are dying from heart attacks? Every 3 seconds, someone suffers a heart attack in this country, in this world. Yeah. So you have a major health issue. Currently, your embryo avian extract is providing. But down the road, the technology will be there for us to activate your own stem cells. And I think they're very close because I've seen several products that seems to act like that.
Well, that's very exciting. And I know that you'll be watching that medical technology. And we'd love to have you back and talk to us some more on things that are on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
What's the recommended dosage of omega-3 plus and what's the best time of day to take it?
In terms of the proper dosage, it's really depending on your age. So it's not just one size fits all because you have side effects if you have too much omega-3s. So there is a chart that gives you, depending on age, how much omega-3 each person is to have. Of course, the older you are, the more you need, or if you're pregnant, you need more omega-3. So there is a chart to go by of what the different dosage.
And where do listeners find that chart? Is it on the Life Farm website,
yes,
or is it on some other website?
Right. They have the website, and they have part of the brochure will give you some information. And the doctors that take care of you should review your state and health to determine because, you know, as with anything, they can see if you're deficient because you can have in your diet enough omega-3, then you don't need the supplement. Likewise, vitamin K, if you have a deficiency, then you should have more than someone who's getting adequate in their diet. So it is recommended that you consult with your physician to get the proper dosage.
So is there a better time of day to take omega-3 in the morning, afternoon, evening? Does it matter?
As far as all I could see is taking 1 to 2 times daily, but time of day is just at mealtime. So it helps absorption if that's what you're asking, with mealtime versus morning or evening, because you could take one at night, one in the morning, but the mealtime is to help with absorption. It's better just to be consistent and taking it daily, incorporating your daily habits. So in terms of if somebody prefers morning, some prefers night, it's just incorporating into your daily habit with either breakfast or dinner, but mealtime.
And being consistent.
You know why? I think you have it on your dining table. It'll remind you to take it.
That's a good hack.
You know? Does that make sense? Plus, how you naturally get it is at mealtime. If you're eating, you know, salmon or the fermented soybean, you're eating it, so it's mealtime. So it makes sense. You would take it at mealtime, the omega-3 plus.
So other than a good circulatory system product and a good heart health product, are there other benefits to the body of this product?
So it has been shown to assist in reducing osteoporosis. It's helpful for reducing blood pressure. So there is quite a lot of extensive benefits, not only to the circulatory system, but to bone health. And I'll repeat too, omega is important in vision, for visual health. So visual health, bone health, heart health, it's quite important.
Is there anything else you can tell us about the quality of the supplements, or maybe why you decided to become part of the scientific advisory board for LifePharm?
I was able to actually use the product myself and feel its benefits. So I really like to be able to, quote unquote, experience what I'm supporting to be able to share with others how I personally have seen improvements in my own heart health. And because, interestingly, I had a heart attack last year.
Oh.
And by taking this supplement, I could do an AO scan and see that it improved. In addition, it improved my lipid profile. So I wanted to share a testimonial that the studies that they have in regards to reducing the absorption of bad triglycerides and supporting the healthier HDL, I saw that for my own self. Yeah. So that's really why I wanted to support this LifePharm in their product, because I believe they have done the research and done their due diligence to provide a very superior product.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being with us, for helping us understand a little bit about the products that are incorporated in the Omega 3 Plus, and for helping us understand a little bit about the circulatory system and the things we need to do to help our circulatory system. I hope that we can have you back in the future to talk about other subjects and other advances in supplementation that LifePharm is making.
Very good.
Well, I know that it's a really powerful supplement with exceptional ingredients, and I'm happy you were able to join us and talk about it a little bit. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, it was my pleasure to inform. Education is important. I really feel that the more people know and understand about their health and well-being, they can be more accountable and successful in taking care of their own health.
Good advice. Thank you so much, Dr. Wong.
Okay. Thank you.
Just a listener note. Omega 3 Plus is manufactured in a facility that upholds current good manufacturing practices and is U.S. Food and Drug Administration compliant. It is safe to consume for adults or children over 12 years. While there are no documented cases or instances of adverse reactions, please don't take Omega 3 Plus if you're allergic to eggs, fish, or soy. If you have any concerns, health conditions, or if you are taking blood thinner medication, please consult with your physician. Thank you so much for listening to the Healthy Cells, Healthy You podcast with me, your host, Janet Walker. And thanks to the people of LifePharm who care about providing the highest quality supplements for health and cellular repair. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and tell your friends. Together, we'll build healthy cells and a healthy you.